Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
This episode of Rich Teeth Podcast is brought to you by Hover.com. Hover is domain name registration and management that's simple. For 10% off of your new domain, go to Hover.com/Rooster Teeth and enter show code Rooster Teeth. Mute that. I'm trying to read an ad here. This podcast is also brought to you by Twitch.tv, the world's largest video game broadcasting and chat community. Jesus. Join the community, chat with your friends, start broadcasting your gameplay, and connect with a whole universe of gaming fanatics at Twitch.tv.
Go with the theme song.
Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast. I'm Gus Arola.
You ever wonder why we're here?
I'm Jeff Ramsey.
I can tell you what we weren't doing.
This is Bernie Burns.
I have resolved to do a much better job motivating all of you retards.
I'm Joel Heyman.
I just finished thinking about something and didn't start thinking about anything else.
This is Matt Hollum.
You just got charged.
Party podcast theme song.
Go with the theme song.
Probably the most used soundbite in all of our theme song entries.
What's that?
Go with the theme song.
Go with the theme song.
Well, that and the
Auntie Pocket yeah. theme song.
I like the plinky plunky Seinfeld guitar thing they've got going on there.
That was definitely like the Casio keyboard demo button they hit.
That was back in the days when... Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
You're okay.
You're good. This is you, I think.
Pardon us, everyone, while we have a technical moment. Oh, that feels so much
sound
better.
Sound better?
Yeah.
Crank it.
Okay.
So we actually wear headphones when we record the podcast so that we can hear ourselves through our headphones.
So we can hear how terrible we are.
Some people, it seems like, don't listen to themselves. Well, I'm just going to guess Joel never listens
normally,
to himself.
Normally, it's a good thing because it helps prevent you from talking over people constantly. Joel always has his headphones on one ear, so he must be deaf in the ear that the headphone is on, because that motherfucker will talk over anyone.
Well, that defeats the whole goddamn purpose of the headphones. The headphones are for isolation, so that you can hear other people when they're talking.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
And... Yeah. That guy, he talks over people so frequently. In one of the recent animated adventures, the hot dog quotes one. Like I'm trying to, you know, I'm giving lines in the animated adventure, and you can hear Joel in the background trying to talk over me.
And poor Jordan, who makes the animated adventures, has to
cut around that.
This week's animated adventure, I don't think you guys have seen it yet, is the My Blue Eyes. The story Miles told about the playing cards.
I had not seen that.
I'll show it to you guys when we're done here.
I like the one last week of the pilot. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, the goat sitting next to Jeff was pretty good.
Yeah. I like and Gavin is the retarded. I was the dumb co-pilot. Yeah. Thanks, Jordan.
I like how you make your way into RTAA that you're not even in the discussion at all, are you?
No, no. I'm just the...
You're just like...
Well, we needed a character. A stupid character.
Yeah.
You just get screen time regardless.
Yeah. Gavin represents dumb.
Jordan didn't want to have to draw another character. So he just reused an asset.
So, Blondie and I, Barbara, can we still call Barb Blondie?
I haven't called her Blondie in a long time.
She's officially changed on the site, right? So I don't know if you can anymore.
Yeah, but her Twitter account is Blondie.
So it's at Blondie.
Yeah. I wonder if at any point she was Blondie spelled normally, like B-L-O-N-D-I-E.
Or that maybe that was constantly like taken already on the internet, so she had to settle.
It would make sense.
I rewatched The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly this past weekend.
It's fucking great.
And Tuco always calls the Clint Eastwood character Blondie throughout the entire movie. It was really disconcerting. So I kept thinking of Barbara the entire time. So like, Blondie, don't leave me here, Blondie.
My only hope is that Finch Lynch will hear you say that, and he will edit together something where he replaces Clint Eastwood with Barbara in everything. Barbara in a poncho.
All right, so what were you saying, Burns?
So, last night we were hanging out on Google Plus. We were literally hanging out. We were doing a hangout.
Nice.
I say literally hanging out. That sounds weird. That sounds a little weird.
That's a different website. There's these cool features, but then they name them in ways where I don't want to use them.
Like hangouts?
Yeah. I don't do a hangout online.
Hangout? What do you mean? You're talking like me or
hey, man, what the hangout?
How's it going, lad?
But, so one of the things that you can do is when you are hanging out, you can embed a YouTube video into the hangout and play it for everyone else. And everyone, it's cool because it syncs it. Like, and if somebody else pauses it, then it pauses there.
Sounds like the worst thing in the world.
Well, it's, theoretically, you know people who are in the hangout with you.
The hangout.
But and I think you only have 12 people in a hangout.
You know, we have very similar functionality on Rooster Teeth, and we don't have that bullshit 12-person limit.
Can you can play
sponsor
the video?
Chat, right?
Yeah.
Well, not everyone can play a video. We can play a video.
Yeah.
We can edit a video.
That's better. Perfect. Perfect. I don't see the problem.
It does a cool thing, though, when you're playing a video in that it mutes everybody, and you have to push a button to talk. So you have to then, at that point, be an asshole.
That's pretty cool.
To talk over the video.
Yeah. Might start using these.
But we did something where we were embedding videos, and so I tested it by playing the one and only banned RTAA video because I had it on my laptop. So I played that.
Like an exclusive screening.
Yeah. Well, it was only me and Barb and a guy named Trevor who's on the site. Do you guys know Trevor?
So you I don't think so.
You were hanging out with just Barbara and some bloke called Trevor.
Yeah, pretty much.
How was that?
Wow. Sounds like a wild time.
We were testing functionality. Come on.
Is that what you call it?
That's what we call it online.
It went from earlier hanging out and having fun to now testing functionality. I see the backpedal happening. Whoa. We just did nothing. You know. It was work.
It's all good. It's all good. He's from Canada. It's okay. It's not gay. He's from Canada. The men up there are like women anyway. Yeah. Actually, that's more like you.
So it's well known there is a banned RTAA?
No, that's why I brought it up. There's one Rooster Teeth animated adventure that did not make the cut.
Yeah, we talked about it at the
not because of quality, panel. Not because of quality, but because of content.
Because of butthurt.
He just done wrong. Anger that somebody had. Oh. But that happens, you know. I mean, we give people... The point is, we on the podcast, we don't want to censor ourselves when we talk. Because we want to be able to talk freely. And so the way that we approach... the production of the podcast is such that you can say anything, but if you say something that you realize later would be extremely damaging to your life, you can go back and ask Lindsay to remove it before it gets put out.
Yes.
And then she forgets.
Yeah, say, unless you're me, then, then it's coming out anyway.
Well, that doesn't damage anyone.
And then you're
cute.
Then you're living it up. New apartment by the freeway. In my particular case.
Have you ever used that card? The remove that bit?
I have used it in a business sense where I thought maybe I said something about something that I shouldn't be saying.
Yeah, we've talked about games before.
Yeah.
And stuff. And it's like one of those things like, I'm not sure if that's public yet. And so.
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago we talked about SFM on the podcast and we weren't sure if we said anything we shouldn't have, so we cleared it to make sure that it was all public stuff that was publicly known.
Yeah.
I did it recently, didn't I? When you played that clip of me on the desk at Disneyland at the hotel.
What?
Yeah, you did, but no one's going to remember that. Because you only brought that up to me directly, you moron.
Oh,
you didn't bring it up to anyone else. I know what you're talking about because it got cut. They have no idea what you're talking about.
You played the clip, though, didn't you?
But he doesn't know it got cut!
Oh,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, what?
When I was drunk at VidCon and you played that audio clip, I was like, no. Get rid of it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're such a baby, too, because you record everybody doing everything.
And yeah, I don't put it on the internet, but do I? It's all for our own private
What's on your phone? If that phone ever hits the internet, good God.
Yeah.
There's nothing on that phone.
What's that?
That's a lie.
I clear it regularly. It's on my Mac.
Bullshit.
Don't lose that.
Look at your photo library. How many photos do you have in your photo library right now?
Photo library? I have every photo I've ever taken.
Well, all your videos about?
I'll talk about videos.
All the videos in there, too, you idiot?
No, there's no videos in there.
Gavin has his phone in front of it at all times.
You're telling me there's no video in your photo library?
This video's in the camera roll. Is that what you're talking
that's
about?
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
That's the same thing. What are you talking
I've got
about?
One's camera roll, one's photo library. See? One of them is my entire iPhoto library, and the other one is the stuff I've taken here.
Right. So we're saying you have everything on there.
No, I delete videos because I fill it up constantly by taking so many videos.
So you move your videos to your iPhoto library on your computer, but you keep your photos on there. Photos are just as fucking damning.
Nah. Yeah.
Every time you see one of those tabloid sites.
Maybe more so. There's no context with photos. It's a single still.
Photoshop.
At least a video, you get some context.
Photoshop.
There you go, exactly. Photoshop. Text edit. Everything's a lie. What is the most damning? Have you ever taken a photo that you think would be utterly damning?
Taken a photo or been the subject of a photo?
Let me think about this. I got really drunk one time. Let's take a good story.
The Fulcrum story. I didn't take any pictures that night.
I
got some photos from that night.
You did?
Yeah. I've got a photo of you on my profile from that night.
You're a fucking douche. You took photos that night.
No, I don't think I have any photos of you.
This is the Fulcrum night. People have asked about the Fulcrum because it was one of the characters in the episode 50 of RTAA. One time, Gus had a party at his house, and that's a rare thing to begin with.
It's one and only time.
There's no point in describing it like that. You can just refer to it as the party, because it's the only party where anything happened.
Right. You think that's true?
It was mental. It was a mental night.
So I showed up at that party, and every now and then I will do this where I decide I'm going to get drunk.
Yeah.
And that's my goal for the evening is to get drunk.
You hide your keys.
My plan was to get drunk early and then sober up at the party. That's what you told me when I walked in.
That makes sense.
I thought your plan was to get drunk early.
That's like drunk Bernie logic.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to get hammered, but then I'm going to stay here and sober up. And then I'm going to go home.
Right? And then I go home because I'd be sober by that point.
I thought your plan was to get super drunk early and bring me down, crashing and burning with you.
I thought your plan was to get so drunk you came back around to sober.
You wanna get to that drunk level where you're like, I live here now. This is my house.
This is mine.
I wonder how that party would have gone if I hadn't shown up and done that. Like, literally walked in.
Well, I would have been fine the next day.
I walked right into the middle of the kitchen where everyone was just having the normal social chit chat, and I put on the table a bottle of tequila.
Yeah. And a load of shot glasses.
And I said,
and a lime.
And a lime.
I said, we're getting drunk, and that was like about 7:30, I think, and it was like immediately.
And then cut to later that night where I'm in a leather jacket with a pink feather boa riding Bernie around like
a
bull.
I have that photo.
Please.
Oh, God, no!
So it's come back full circle. There's the damning photo.
It's just a photo of Gavin. I have a photo of Gavin wearing a leather jacket and a pink feather boa.
Well, it's half the story then, isn't it?
So Gus,
that's not terribly damning.
Gus had an outdoor porch, and I got so drunk that I was literally on the ground for about 30 minutes out there. And
you were happy.
I was happy. The ground was my friend. And Gus came out and he saw people, partygoers, taking pictures of me on the ground. And he went around and took everybody's phone and said, delete those photos. Let me see you delete them.
You're a good friend.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You
right
do that
there.
For me, though.
I did not do that for you, as is evidenced by the fact there's that photo there.
Blurry.
It's like a picture of a Sasquatch or something. Like, you kind of know what's going on over there.
That looks like an audition for some model shoot. I didn't get the job, I guess.
Yeah, a model shoot.
Dude, that is the saddest boa ever. It looks like a pink rat tail.
That's
a carnival.
And that's a woman's jacket, too, right?
Well, it's Gavin.
Did you write that? Did you write vagina on the boa?
No, I wrote vagina.
Vagino.
Vagino.
Instead of Gavino.
One of Gav's many great nicknames.
Yeah, that was Jason used to call me Vagino a lot.
I don't think... Are you not wearing shoes? Or is that just like a thick sock you're wearing?
Who knows? Who needs shoes on the night like that anyway?
I was so worried. I had like a weird thing. You know how you have that feeling when you wake up the next day after a massive drunk? And you have this hollow...
I do know that feeling.
That shameful feeling of like, what did I do? I ruined everything in my life last night. So I actually went back to your house because I had this weird feeling that I had ruined your screened-in porch.
I know, because the next day I was sitting there watching TV and I saw movement like outside the window of the side of my house, and I looked. I was like, hey, Bernie's there. There's you and your son were walking down, and you were like looking over the fence into my backyard. I was like, what the fuck's he doing?
I was making sure I hadn't messed up your porch.
What, you didn't just knock on the door?
No, he didn't say anything. He just came like in the alley next to my house, like looked in my backyard, and then took off.
I did.
You didn't even say hi.
That's not creepy at all.
What's that?
That's not creepy at all.
I didn't want to wake him up.
Maybe if you didn't know the guy, then yeah.
It was like 2 p.m.
I didn't look in your bedroom window or anything like that.
No, I don't know. I wasn't in the bedroom.
No, I think that night Matt drove me home. Where did I don't even know where I ended up that night. I really don't remember. I think Matt drove me home, and then I was driven back to pick up my car. And I just, like, went and looked and made sure that I didn't destroy the screened-in porch. Hmm. So, anyway, so that was a night where I loved Gus because Gus deleted photos of me. And I remembered that he did that. That's, like, the only thing I remember.
Yeah, I don't know how you were that drunk on the floor loving it, but you still remember that I deleted photos.
That might. I back in college, I used to get that drunk, but I don't think I've been that drunk in a long time. I was annoying and sloppy, and thank God. Here's a great strategy: if you're going to get sloppy drunk, the best thing to do is get everyone else equally as drunk.
Yeah, that's
good. Well, you got me more drunk than you. I'm so much lighter.
Well, when someone else is drunker, then you're not the drunkest person. And everyone's not paying attention to you. You're like, look at that guy. That guy's even drunker than I am. It's like a deflection.
I think I have a theory that everybody is a certain kind of drunk. Some people are angry drunks. You get rid of them pretty quickly in your life.
Yeah. Angry drunks are the worst.
They are
the worst. Do you think getting drunk off of different liquor affects the type of drunk you are differently?
That would be cool.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
If you could drink certain things to have different outcomes. Hmm. It's like when you... What was that stuff you could do in The Sims where if you took it, you became different in some way?
Great story.
That was a good explanation, though. Yeah. I think we could all picture this thing.
What was that thing? It was like different colored...
You went from the bar?
You went from a cool subject to a lame subject.
Like a different potion. Maybe it's potions.
Yeah, alcohol, drinking, and The Sims.
Looking at you, I always get super frustrated. How is it you always manage to put your headphones on backwards?
Do you
intentionally put them on backwards?
Let me take a picture.
They look the same.
No, they don't. That's how I can tell that they're on backwards. Like, do you consciously put them on backwards, or do you just pick them up and put them on?
I pick them up and put them on the way that's comfortable.
So, Gavin, are you an annoying drunk?
I'm the worst.
Yeah,
I'm the absolute worst. Don't ever get drunk with me.
I'm one of the happiest drunks you'll ever meet in your life.
So you're a happy drunk?
I'm a very happy drunk.
I want to be a happy drunk, but I'm not a happy drunk. You know what I am?
What are you?
I'm a stupid drunk. Oh, I'm just dumb. I'm so dumb when I'm drunk. I'm just like, I just hate it. So that's why I hide stuff from myself, because I'm dumb.
I'm a kicky drunk. I go to people's legs. If I fall on the floor, I'm just going to trip people.
I thought he fucked up my knee for a week because of VidCon. Because he kept trying to tackle me into a fountain. And then I'm in his hotel room, and I'm just sitting there trying to coax him to bed. He goes and gets one of the water bottles. We were hanging out on Google Plus. So he gets a $6 bottle of water. Uh-huh. And I'm like, go to bed. I just keep repeating to him, go to bed, go to bed. It's 4 in the morning, and he woke me up. And I'm saying, go to bed. And he has a video of this, because this is the way the stupid brain of his works. He sets up his laptop, records the video, and I'm just saying, go to bed, go to bed. He gets the $6 bottle of water, uncaps it, and then just starts splashing it on me. Like, dousing me with water.
All the water goes in the first douse. I'm just like flailing an empty bottle at him. He's just like...
I was doing everything in my power.
That's really expensive Fiji water as well. It's good quality water I was throwing at
you. Fuck you, dude.
At that point, it's okay to legally choke him until he's unconscious.
So I finally got him into the goddamn bed, and I go, all right, I'm leaving. I leave. I go down the hallway. Sure enough, I hear pop, 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 pop as I get in the elevator. Gavin's in the elevator now, and I'm like, son of a bitch, I got to start all over. It took me literally 2 hours to drag him up to his room, wrestle with him, drag him up to his hotel room, and get him into bed because he's so fucking drunk. And he's not sobering up over 2 hours. How is that even possible?
I was getting drunker because the alcohol was slowly releasing into my bloodstream as you were trying to deal with me.
Gavin weighs 20 pounds, too, so any amount of alcohol is going to make him just trash.
You will appreciate this. By this point, it was 5 in the morning, and he called me at 3, woke me up, and I went out to go meet him, take care of him. Because this was the night I went to the Spider-Man premiere.
Yeah.
So there's one night I didn't hang out with him, and he does this.
You fucker.
And I go out at 3 in the morning. Sure, I'll go out, you know, because I got back in by 2, but he calls me at 3, and I wake up after an hour of sleep, go out, literally fight with him for 2 goddamn hours. Get him in bed. He runs down the hallway, gets in the elevator with me. We got down to the lobby, and I was like, you know, I'm just done. I can't handle this anymore. So what I did was, he went to follow me out of the elevator in the lobby. I put my hand in the middle of his chest, held him in the elevator. I hit all the buttons, and he tried to get out. Then I kicked him in the stomach and knocked him back down into the elevator. And I go, and I pointed at the buttons, and I said, somebody on one of these floors will take care of you. And that's it. And I let the door shut, and I went home.
How's your knee now?
I fucking walked it off. No, my knee hurt for like a week, and I kept bringing it up to him, and he felt really bad about it.
I did feel bad, because I don't remember it. But
do you think you were more mad at him at that point than he was at you when he donged his dong?
No, because even when he splashed in the water at me, you could see I'm just like fuming, but putting up with him.
Yeah.
He was legitimately mad when I...
I don't want to ruin my penis at age 24. if I get some sort of like weird tetanus chlamydia disease from banging my knob on it.
Tetanus chlamydia disease. It's like some kind of super STD.
Yeah, like super rust, like dick rust.
Rust dick.
Just rots right off.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Would be terrible.
It'd be terrible. It'd be so terrible. I had a conversation with Gavin that I never thought I would have. Gavin and I had a man-to-man. He sat me down and we had a man-to-man.
Really?
Look, you don't do... Because you don't do that.
It's a rule. You don't mess with a guy while he's at his weakest. Because you could have knocked my teeth out or banged my penis. I went for the penis. I had to make a split-second decision. My face was going for the wall. I had to lean back. The penis hit the wall.
Dude, what's that movie, Eastern Promises or whatever, where that dude beats the shit out of the guys when he's just busted bare-ass naked?
Is that the Viggo Mortensen movie?
Yeah, Viggo Mortensen beating the shit out of those guys. See, you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be in your weakest there. You don't have to be vulnerable. You can fight back.
What, with my knob out?
Sure.
That doesn't work. You can't be like...
Let me give you a piece of advice. You don't need two hands.
That is true. I was confused by that. Why are you using two hands?
I think you said he was holding his pants.
Oh, that's right.
Like, do you go through the fly of your jeans?
Yeah.
No. Really? You do? Use the fly?
Yeah. No, I just... I unbutton the top one.
That's
pushed out, flip the fella over. But now I'm using two hands.
That's an interesting question. I never used the fly either.
Have you ever used the flap in the boxes?
No.
I think maybe like to try it out. It's not like a regular thing. It's like, hey, why not? You know, I feel
so
a little crazy.
So you go through your fly?
Yeah,
you really do.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it.
No,
that's why it's there.
Never have done that. No,
yeah.
Nobody needs to say. So you can put your pants on. I mean, I understand the convenience
of it. It's not like a dick window.
That's exactly what it is.
No,
That's what it's designed to be.
So you have to hold up your pants with one hand and hold your willy with the other.
Willy. That sounds weird. Just say knob.
No. I'm not holding up my pants. I'm holding them down.
You're holding them...
What? No, are they trying to get up to your nose or something?
Well, no. If I'm pushing down...
He's thinking of his underwear, which trousers. Had the elastic band.
I'm holding them both in one go. And then the John Thomas goes over the top. If I let go with the left hand, it would flick my John Thomas like up towards
but
my
see,
face.
But see, here's the deal. Like, if I'm at a urinal, I don't even need to use my hands at that point. Because everything's being held in place.
Well, your trousers around your ankles. And you just go...
No, because he's just using the fly.
Sorry, using just the fly.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we had video of that.
You still, my point is, you still don't need two hands for this. You can use your free hand to, like, if somebody kicks you in the
air. You can use your free hand for defense.
I've gone 24 years without being kicked in the anus while I'm taking a piss.
Well, you haven't lived, my friend.
Yeah, I haven't been around Bernie very long.
Gavin, it's like you need two hands, like you're wrestling an alligator or something like that. You can't let go.
It's like a fireman with the hose, like it's sprayed all over the place, like... Gonna get some extra hands on this.
I felt really bad.
Man, I'm still blown away. So none of you guys use the fly?
Mm-mm. No.
That is so weird.
No,
I used to assume
I have a button fly as well. Okay. Who has time to unbutton?
Okay, button fly, that's a little bit different. But if you have a zipper, like in pants?
Hey, don't call us weird. You're the weird one. You're the only one that does it.
Also, I rarely pee standing up anymore. I have terrible aim. If I'm in a toilet and not a...
You should never admit that. There's something about that. As a guy, you gotta stand up.
Nah, it's okay.
No,
that's
like,
fine.
So, okay,
fine.
When you have terrible aim, you can't hit a urinal like...
I can hit one of those. I just can't hit a toilet.
You can't hit a toilet?
I mean, I can't. I'm just. It's just, you know. You know, it's easy just to go.
I gotta hear this. What do you mean you have terrible aim? Like you're pissing all over the floor?
I don't know. Sometimes I get spray, and it's just like, oh, I gotta wipe that now.
We're gonna get a whole discussion here that we shouldn't get into.
Okay.
So at the office, we have a bathroom that has a urinal and a normal toilet.
There's one in there.
Yeah.
It's around the corner.
I fought for the urinal for the longest time. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Nobody uses the fucking urinal in that bathroom.
Apparently, I'm the only one who does.
I do.
And like, the worst thing ever is when you go in there to take a number two and there's just piss all over the seat. It's like, really? Are you fucking
kidding?
Like,
has that happened?
That's happened.
I have not encountered that
yet. Dude, these are the tidiest toilets I've ever seen in this
office. Dude, it's like the worst when there's liquid all around like the base of the toilet. It's like, there's a urinal 5 feet away. You can't just walk around that little wall and use that. Nope.
Maybe we should put a neon sign up that says urinal around the corner so everyone knows.
Or just like a track on the floor, like a red line.
Yeah.
Or a yellow line, I guess.
We should have an orientation.
It's got like the male symbol, like the gender symbol on it. Yeah. Over there.
And the arrow just points.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's the restroom you can always find the empty toilet rolls on.
So
no one changed the damn toilet paper.
I was thinking about something recently when I was playing Minecraft, where I was once playing Minecraft and I mined for about 10 hours and I built a house out of iron blocks and it looked really cool. Had a gold floor and a diamond ceiling. And then I lost it. I went exploring and I couldn't find my way back. Do you think there was ever a time in pre-maps and stuff where people would build a house and then go off and then get so lost that they had to live where they were?
Yes.
There's this building in your house. They're like, I literally had no way of getting back. I'm just going to live here now.
Well, I think those people are just nomads, right? That they arranged so far.
They wouldn't have built a house.
Well, they have like a cave. They have like a domicile. And then they walked away and they just found a new cave.
Yeah, but did they do it unplanned?
I'm sure it happened to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened to you.
Happened
right?
to me.
in the same kind of environment.
But someone that stupid wouldn't have been able to survive back then.
Why are you pointing to me?
Because you're an idiot.
There's got to be some like modern day equivalent to that. Like,
you miss your exit on the freeway and you're like, well, I live in Dallas now.
But you know, it's one of those things too. It's like, Gus, you're probably this way. Gus, you'll die, and because you're gonna die like one day.
That's sad.
No, I mean, it's like just literally like I'll come in one day and say, did you hear Gus died? And I'll be like, oh, it's terrible. It'll be like a Thursday.
Terrible.
It'll be like next Thursday.
You're gonna outlive me.
I'm not leaving you, right?
You were retiring with a shotgun at age 40.
That's true.
I'm like, what?
He's pushed out of that, by the way.
Am I 5 years older than you?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You're not going to do that anymore, are you, Gus?
Yeah, we'll see.
I knew you wouldn't.
But you're the kind of guy, too. You're so secretive. You're going to have shit hidden away that nobody's going to know about because you haven't told anybody.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then you're going to die, and it's like, that's going to be lost.
There'll be treasure.
I think
that's different than moving and losing your house.
Or papers Gus owns or something like that. Secret business. I think you own a business somewhere that we don't know about.
What do you think he owns?
What's my secret business?
I don't know. Maybe a car wash or something. Like a water wash.
You don't watch too much Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Hey, don't. I specifically did not watch this week's episode of Breaking Bad.
Why not?
Because next week we go to the Alamo. Oh, I got tickets, by the way. I got tickets for Sunday.
I'm going
to
watch every 2 weeks as well.
Yeah.
I can't wait 2 weeks. I have to watch it. I watch it when it airs.
Really?
It's so good.
I think we have mentioned this before, but there's some TV shows that we watch at the Alamo. And because they serve food, they need more time. So what they do is they show 2 episodes. They show the previous week's episode, and then they show the most recent week's episode.
I got to say, I wish that guy wasn't there.
Oh, don't say that. He might actually listen to this.
I love that guy.
Somebody's got to get up and vamp. But there's a guy who gets up and vamps between the shows or during the commercial breaks. And everybody kind of ridicules him because he makes jokes.
So awful.
But you have to admit, he does know a lot about the show.
He does.
Like, I never picked up on the fact that the kid is always eating breakfast.
Oh, really? That's a big internet thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, he's always eating breakfast.
When he finished the bowl of cereal.
Like in season one, you occasionally saw him at school or somewhere else, but besides that, he's always at that fucking table.
Season one, they have that great scene where he's trying on pants with his mom and his dad, and then the kids come in and start making fun of him, and then Walt leaves out the back. Skyler's all like, what, Walt? And then he leaves, and then he comes around through the front door and beats the shit out of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great fucking scene.
He doesn't really do anything other than just stand on the guy's leg and then like, keep stomping on his leg.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. Gonna hurt like hell, though.
He was trying to hold his pants up so he couldn't defend himself.
Sifu had his fly, he had both hands free.
That's true.
Here, I'm going to read this for a second.
Two hands free is too much. There's a compromise here. Got to find the middle ground.
This episode of Rooster Teeth Podcast is brought to you by Hover.com. Hover provides simple, clean domain and email management tools. All domain names come with Whois privacy. That way your personal information isn't publicly available. Unlimited domain forwarding and advanced DNS management. Hover only suggests services and products that they feel will be helpful to your domain or email experience. Hover doesn't do hosting, but they know a few really great companies that do. Hover now offers 25 top-level domains, including the popular ones like .com, .net, some country-specific ones, and some of the newer TLDs like .pro, .xxx, and .tv. And they have a no-hold policy for customer service calls Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern. So when you call, you get a live person. They won't put you on hold. So visit Hover today at hover.com/roosterteeth. If you need a domain, use offer code roosterteeth and get 10% off. That's hover.com/roosterteeth. We thank hover.com for their support.
Are you saying hover?
Hover, H-O-V-E-R.
Hover.
Like a hovercraft?
Hover.
You're saying hover, though, like a U.
Hover.
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 How do you say it?
Hover.
Hover?
Yeah.
You say hovercraft?
Yeah.
I say hover.
Hover.
Well, there's no U in it, though.
Yeah, okay. Gavin, FYI, we pronounce things a little differently sometimes than
it's
you
just,
do.
I just say.
For our British listeners, go to hover.com/roster.
It's spelled like hover, though.
Okay, so when I kicked you in the butt, in the asshole, as you love to say, and you banged your John Thomas against the metal sheet, the disgusting urinal wall. Damn it, I said the word. So you don't say urinal.
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 You say urinal. Mm-hmm. Do you say urine?
Some people do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's one that kind of set me back. I've given up on practicing my shitty fake.
Well, some words when you put the suffix at the end, you change the way you say the first bit.
Okay.
In the American language, too. I can't think of any, but there are.
There was one I just saw.
I have no examples, but it's true.
Okay. Since we were talking about TV shows, I thought about that, and it was actually a point of discussion in a recent episode of Louie. Is anybody watching season 3 of Louie?
Yes. Not yet.
Okay. What do you think about season 3 of Louie?
I thought it started... I did not like the first 2 or 3 episodes.
I'm with you 100%.
They were really rough, but I feel like they turned it around. Have you seen all of the season's episodes?
I know what you're going to say. When Parker Posey showed up.
I was going to say Miami. I like the Miami episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I agree with you. Yeah, that is where it turned around.
Miami turned it around, and now the Parker Posey thing's going good.
That first episode and that second episode were fucking weird.
It was cringeworthy. Like from the start, it was different where he was, I don't know, something about him doing the stand-up before the intro. Like, sometimes he's had intros like that before, but it just had a different vibe from the very beginning.
Yeah, his stand-up was always a part of it. Yeah. You know, Seinfeld used to do that, too. Yeah. I don't know if people remember that.
Like, the first 2 or 3 seasons?
They were severely criticized for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the weird thing about this season with Louis, those of you who don't know, Louis C.K. makes a show for FX.
Yeah.
It's Louis, and the first 2 seasons are fucking amazing. They're some of the best television I've ever seen. And he writes it, he directs it, and he edits it, and he's in it.
Wow.
And it's like apparently he made the first season for nothing. Like, fuck you, I'll make it, I'll give it to you, you can't tell me what can be in it, and basically they just charged him paid him the bare minimum just to get it on the air. And he kept like a lot of the rights to it and a lot of the creative control. And it shows in the show because it's very much his voice. This season, he's showing other people's stand-up as well, which I found is weird.
Yeah.
Like, he's the old guy, and then there's that woman, that kind of quirky woman.
Yeah, that woman, I was not a fan of.
There's a hard scene with her.
Yeah, that was a pretty hard scene.
The second season had some great episodes. The Doug Stanhope episode was amazing. Doug Stanhope was the guy who's basically suicidal. He's like, I'm done with life. And like Louis trying to talk him out. He's like, why? What do you care? And it's, damn, that was a good episode. That and the finale, too, was great, too.
You know, it's one of those things, too, where it's like, I get the feeling if you've never seen Doug Stanhope before, but I get the feeling that's what it would be like to actually know that guy. Because it's like he's that sarcastic, nothing matters, fuck everything, and that's his routine. But then that seems like when I've seen interviews with a guy, that's what he's actually like. And it's like, it just wears you down. It's like, dude, just get, you know, you're brilliant, get happy about something, find the joy in something. And apparently this doesn't exist.
Yeah. Comedians are always the most depressed, though, aren't they, of the famous people, the famous bunch.
No,
it seems like it.
Ask Artie Lang. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, I just went to the Montreal Comedy Festival. That's where I was all last week while I wasn't on the podcast.
What a bummer.
How many people killed themselves while you were there?
No, but I'll tell you, like, so it was weird to be with a group of people that are primarily stand-up comedians or, you know, comedy writers, and they are some of the most brilliant, sarcastic people, but you get them all in one room together, and it's like, you can talk to people and it's great, but there's like this weird undercurrent of just like a lack of confidence in how else to put it. You know what I mean? It's just like part of that thing of being a comedian.
Yeah, it's self-deprecation, right? I mean...
Yeah, sort of, but something else, like something a little darker there, too.
Huh.
And I will say this, motherfucker. First of all, Montreal is awesome. That might be the best-looking city that I've ever been to. I don't know if it's like the French, you know, influence or whatever, but wow. But we've been to cons with film people, web people, and video game people. I can absolutely guarantee nobody drinks like comedians. Holy fuck, dude. And you combine that with just the laws in Montreal. You're just sitting there drinking, having a good time. It's like, it's probably one of the best bar scenes ever because a bunch of comedians, everybody's fucking hilarious, and you're just drinking, having a great time. And I go, what? I said, what time is it? Somebody goes, it's 4:30. It's 4:30 in the morning.
They still serve booze.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you're just like, you didn't even know it. I was like, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go crazy. So yeah, it was that was a fun festival.
Yeah, you met some cool people out there. You met some of the guys from Adam Carolla's podcast, right?
So the people that work on it, because he was out there. And then the guy who does, you know, Mark Maron, he's always big on the iTunes stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They were out there too. A lot of comedians have podcasts.
Yeah.
And so they, a lot of people that I met, they knew us. Not from web or gaming, because they don't give a fuck about any of that. And they were very clear to say they don't give a fuck about that. But like the iTunes rankings of like, oh, it's like, yeah, because we don't have our faces on it. So they were like, oh, yeah, I've seen that all the time. What the fuck is that? I listen to that fucking thing. It sounds like you guys record in a fucking closet.
That's right. How's our rear mirror look, asshole?
He's like, I tried to listen to this like a bunch of kids, and you sound like you're in a fucking closet. So that was weird to have that. And then they were doing it's called the Just for Laughs Festival, and I think it's the 30th year they've done it.
Wow.
And
have they got a laugh yet?
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, nice.
Just for a few. But they wanted more web people out there because they think web is changing comedy. And it was, I mean, all the web people over there, like people from College Humor, Cracked, Funny or Die, and, you know, talk to them, they were extremely web savvy. And then you talk to a stand-up comedian, he's like, how do you get a YouTube account? It's like, what are you asking me? It's like, yeah, it's just no knowledge. It's like, it's just completely outside the sphere of their knowledge, and they just don't care, don't know anything about it.
That's interesting. Wild. Like, it's, you know, bringing it back to the Louis C.K. thing, you know, he's having that tour later this year where, you know, he previously put out that special where he, I guess, paid for it himself and put it out for like $5, and this time around on his tour, he's not using Ticketmaster. He's using, like, he's basically selling the tickets himself through an in-house ticketing system, which I think is pretty interesting.
That's,
like,
that's someone, more money.
Right? Yeah, that's someone who's pretty savvy about that kind of stuff.
It's also saving money, too. So, like, tickets, I think, were $45 across the board. Like, every ticket was $45. And he also set it up where it has your name on it, so you can't scalp tickets. Like, they're checking in names.
Oh, so you have to give ID when you
get it. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, people scalp tickets from Ticketmaster and sell them for $300 on top of a $50 price.
Yeah, plus when you buy this ticket, you didn't have to pay fucking service fees and all that other bullshit.
I think they said Louis C.K. made $4.5 million in a day. Like, when tickets went on sale. Because they all went on sale at the same time.
Yeah, here in Austin, he was only going to have two shows, but I guess they sold out so fast that he expanded. He's going to have six now.
Yeah.
Are you going to see him?
No, 3 days.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Nice. I got tickets. I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know he, like, it was, the tour was new. Like, one day my wife and I were talking and about Louis C.K. We were like, oh, we should see if he's going to come to Austin anytime soon. It's like, oh, cool, he is. We're like, oh, wow, there's a ton of tickets. Like, apparently they had just gone on sale. We had no idea. We're like, oh, look, there's a ton of tickets. All right, let's buy one.
That's convenient.
It was, like, pure coincidence.
He's playing at the ACL Theater, right? The Moody?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually just went there recently to see Bare Naked Ladies, and that was an awesome, awesome theater. That's really cool.
Yeah, so Ed, who plays Captain Butch Flowers in Red vs. Blue, he just happened to come through town for a tour, and he's like, hey, what are you guys doing? I said, nothing. Do you want to go hang out for a day? Because when he's on tour, sometimes he has, like, a spare day. And Gavin and Jack got to see something really cool, which is we, like, go spend the day with him, do something fun. Barton Springs was closed.
Yeah.
That's our natural spring. That's what he usually likes to do. So we just went out and did some other stuff, and listening to Bare Naked Ladies is a completely different experience than going to a Bare Naked Ladies show.
Right.
Because it's almost like an improv act with music. You know?
Like in between sets when he's you know, bantering to the crowd. Yep. It's all fresh.
Yeah, he just started riffing and rapping about the steak he had at dinner with caramelized brown sugar on the top.
Yeah, he'll do like a 2-minute rap about whatever you do with him that day. So it's a really unique experience to see that.
Being there, like, he's saying this to all these, like, hundreds of people about his dinner that you just had, and it's like, yeah, we were there. I watched him eat it.
when we were sitting there eating dinner with him, I guess some other people at another table recognized him and came over and said hi, and I got a little jealous.
Yeah?
I was like, I'm famous too.
Did you really feel that way?
No.
God damn.
What about me? I'm Gus.
She said he was on her list, but she didn't say you were.
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah, that's a weird conversation. A weird thing to say to it is interesting to go out with somebody who's actually famous and see what that is like, and it's like, he gets stopped all the fucking time. Yeah. Like, we get to go out for a drink or anywhere, especially after the show, like, anywhere nearby. It's just, like, a pretty steady stream for about 30, 40 minutes of just, you know, people coming up, talking.
What we have now must be the perfect level of well-knownness in that, in, like, a very select room full of people who know who we are, it's, like, ballistic and everyone knows us. But then you just step outside and it's regular life. It's, like, it's a really awesome contrast.
What, you mean, like, turn it on and off like a switch, basically?
Yeah, it's a good balance.
Yeah, we're at the level where, like, every now and then, like, outside of, like, a Rooster Teeth event or, like, a convention, you know, gets stopped somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about once a month or so.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of somewhere.
Okay, so the worst for me.
Okay, I got a bad one. Yeah, go ahead.
I've got a bad one. So, the pharmacist at the pharmacy I go to knows who I am.
Oh, no!
So, like, now I'm really concerned. It's like, if I ever, I don't know, like, I have to get some fucked up medicine, I'm like, I can't go to my pharmacy because the guy knows me.
Hey, Gus, your butt herpes cream.
Every time I go to pick up my medicine, like, I have, like, to take some stomach medicine. He's like, hey, so I saw that short. You were really funny. Like,
oh, no! So
can I just get my pills, please?
Oh, that's the worst. You already jumped on. I couldn't imagine someone knowing me personally or knowing me. In, like, and you want that person to be anonymous.
Right, he has to have access to, like, my medical history, right?
Absolutely.
So, like, I don't know, was there something fucked up I did years ago that's still on there?
Oh, absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
So that's my current terror.
Yeah, you don't want the dude, like, you don't want to be in the doctor's office and he's putting on the rubber glove, like, snapping, and he goes, by the way, I just want to say, Yeah. I love Caboose.
And he does that thing where he like pulls the band and pulls the glove and goes.
Yeah. And it's like speaking of Caboose. let's take a look at yours. But yeah, you would go nuts in Montreal because I guess the festival like jumps up the amount of work that the hotel has to do.
Uh-huh.
So all these French Canadian service people decided that'd be the great time to have a strike.
Ooh.
And they were like picketing outside. You know, so it's like to get a drink at the bar, it was like 20 minutes of standing there because they had their scab bartenders who were just like, what's Maker's Mark? And they just like stare at you. And then they go over to the computerized cash register and they'd be like, tap, tap, tap. It's like, imagine if Chris was a bartender.
Oh, God.
That's what it felt like.
Do you remember that dude in Australia, that bartender who was the slow? There's nothing worse than like watching someone be really slow and watching his oblivious, happy, smug face about it. He was just like,
"Yeah, that must be terrible."
What are you trying to say, guys? He was just like he was pottering, just like
what?
Going over here
pottering?
And then being, like doing something and then be like preparing it and then be like,
"Is he going to Hogwarts?"
No, I'm with you. I'm following Gav.
What is pottering?
Hey, Gav was like, Gav is. Very polite. He's a British gentleman. But he's standing right next to me like, this guy just whatever got under his skin. Maybe it was because he had an infection on his penis. That night.
Tetanus herpes or whatever
Gav
you call
like,
it.
You fucking prick. He's like muttering the entire time the guy's working. He goes, come on, fucking prick.
Because the guy kept looking at me and smiling and thought everything was alright. I'm there like I've got 20 in my hand and I'm just like
he kept looking at you and smiling and it made you angry.
And I'm like squeezing this money. I'm like come on.
Speaking of being famous, that's when we were special guests down there for Supernova. And we rode this bus every day back to the hotel.
Sounds very special.
And yeah, it was a special bus. And so like the special guests, we had to be back by a certain time and to get on the bus to go back to the hotel. And it was like special guests were Christopher Lloyd, which he was freaked out about
because
he grew up watching Back to the Future and all that stuff. He had never heard of
Roger Rabbit.
Never heard of Taxi. Never heard of
really?
Jim Ignatowski.
Hmm.
So and it was special guests were Christopher Lloyd, Eric Roberts, Trisha Helfer, Vic, who's like does a voice for a lot of anime stuff, a lot of some other voice actors and actresses. Us, the guy who played Atreyu in Neverending Story.
Oh,
which
wow.
You would probably like Zach. I should have figured you would enjoy that.
Guy has a lot of tattoos.
And then the lady who played Femme Shep, and then the woman who played Batgirl from the 60s Batman thing.
Oh, wow.
Which was interesting. And like we were all packed on this bus, and then we'd all go back. And Gavin one day, he asked me, when one of the trips back is, what would happen? What would happen if this bus drove off a cliff? Like, what would that be? And I said, he goes, what would the headline be? I said, I'll tell you exactly what the headline would be. Christopher Lloyd dies. That would be it.
Dude, you put that in Michael's head. Because every time, like, you and me and Michael and sometimes Ray hang out, Michael's like, if we die right now, what's going to happen to Achievement Hunter? And it's like, dude, no, don't think of it like that. It's like asking, like, what happens if something happens on the river and we all die?
Yeah, I love floating the river. It's awesome.
All you assholes are replaceable.
Yeah, no
shit. Every single person. You're replaceable.
Right. I play video games on the internet. That's a very specialized skill set.
It might be better to ask, what would happen if Minecraft died?
Yeah, sure.
That might be a more relevant question to ask. You guys are kicking ass.
I don't know what's going on.
So we had our fourth anniversary this past weekend, which was pretty badass on Saturday the 28th. Which, for the longest time, we thought it was the 27th, and we actually went and looked, and I was like, oh, wait, it's the 28th. Well, we'll celebrate the 27th, fuck it.
I think you should reset the anniversary from the day that the domain expired and you had to re-register it.
Oh, God.
Do not bring that up
that's
around Jeff.
I still have a screenshot of that. I have multiple screenshots of that.
I was with Jeff in London when that happened.
He fucking panicked. Panicked. So Jeff was in charge of the early days of Achievement Hunter. Jeff was in charge of the domain name achievementhunter.com, and he let it expire, and it just went to some other site.
Yeah, I was sitting at home like on a Saturday or Sunday, and my phone started ringing. It's like, what's wrong with Achievement Hunter? It's just showing like ads. It looks like a parked page. I was like, well, I'm sure it's fine. I went and looked at it. Nope, it's last.
It's gone. It's gone. Bye, brand name. See you later.
It was only like a year or two into it.
It's probably 12 months in one day. Into it, probably.
Our Let's Plays though recently, our Minecraft ones, it's. I mean, it's just us playing Minecraft. I edit it down to like half an hour usually.
Oh, it's just goofing around.
And it's like 1.5 million views now. That was 3 days ago? 4 days
ago?
Yeah,
we uploaded on last Friday.
You guys are fucking destroying. You guys are awesome.
When am I going to be in a Let's Play?
Don't ask me.
Hey, you know, we should do the original. We should go back and do the, I want to do one for when the Left 4 Dead DLC comes to the Xbox.
Yeah, fuck you guys. We have my own Let's Play.
Gold stream one. All right, we can do that.
With Hooker. No, we can do that.
No, well, I'm saying Achievement Hunter can do that. We can set you up.
I am gonna
murder someone.
Wow.
Gus is pretty territorial about the Let's Play thing. He feels it was taken from the Drunk Tank.
Oh.
Well, you did the Left 4 Dead one, and we did a Halo ODST one.
Guys, it's a Let's Play. It's not like, you know, it's people playing video games talking.
I really don't care, but you don't have to set me up.
You don't.
I think I know how to do it.
I'm being helpful.
Gus, you do not own the format, but you guys are kicking ass. Let's Plays are my favorite kind of thing.
It's so much fun to do as well.
It's a blast to do them. I wish I had more time to do some of that stuff. Although I do like your videos, Gavin, about things to do in, because those are super creative. And I know you guys always give it a hard time, but I love horse.
Oh yeah, no, horse is a lot of fun. Yeah. But it's just like
I think the tournament stuff works great. Yeah, I love the tournament. The tournament is not just a friendly.
I think most people don't realize, and it's what you always say. Most people don't realize how much work goes into putting an episode of horse out, like how long it takes to play the game and choose the maps.
The worst thing about horse is you never know how long it's going to take. Exactly. It could take like the whole afternoon sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, like when Bernie crushes Gavin horse, like
hey, you know, yes!
we only do what like 6-7 rounds. That makes my life so much easier.
I was so come on, I won 2 rounds. Screw you.
Yeah, seven rounds.
Oh yeah, whatever.
What are you?
I was listening.
Like math genius there.
I was just taking the tone of his voice. But
horse plus 2 is 7. Yeah, for future reference.
You know what, Gavin? That's what we do with you a lot of times. Is you get criticized for being wrong a lot, but you're really not that wrong. I actually thought last week on the podcast, listening to it, your comedy you made, you actually made it to Ed. You said, "What time is it in space?" Because he was talking about the International Space Station. It's actually a brilliant question. What time is it in space?
I've just given up defending myself at this point. Everyone's good. I ask a question, everyone goes
mental.
The
way he said it, he didn't say what time is it on the space station, which I can understand. Like, what time
is it in
space?
We were talking about space station.
No, no, but that's not what you said. You said, what time is it in space? It makes me think, like, all of space has one time zone. Like, what time is it in space? Like,
but that's a brilliant thing to think
about. Once you cross the atmosphere, you have to set your watch to space time.
But you even got mad. You said, I don't know what time it is on Mars. And then I immediately thought, what time is it on Mars? You know, and what's the date on Mars?
You've been hanging around Gavin too much.
I was always amazed that because light takes, you know, light only travels at a certain speed, and when you look at something that's so far away, you can look at some things through a telescope that you're looking at them at a moment in time before the Earth even existed. So the light started traveling from that object. The Earth then formed, and then that light arrived at the Earth now. And it's just crazy to think.
By the way, there's a certain portion of our podcast that actually is intelligent and has jobs in science. Right now, they're all cringing because they think we're about to get to a scientific discussion.
Let's talk about science. We should have like a little theme song for that. Yeah. There's always sites like this on the internet, but I found another cool one. I think it was on Reddit over the weekend, where it's just got a slider and you could slide across different scales down from like the super tiny scale from the smallest particle imaginable to like this huge, gigantic scale that has like the entire universe.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see like how big all that stuff is. And there's a section in the middle of the universe labeled observable universe, which is, I guess, all of that.
Yeah. It's the same with wavelengths of light, isn't it? We can see a tiny, ridiculous
amount. I wouldn't say it's the same thing, but you are correct.
Like, there's so much that's not observable by our eyes.
Did you watch the video that I sent you last night?
No. What?
I sent you on your iPhone. They have a trillion FPS camera now.
Oh, yeah. I think Gavin and I had talked about it.
Is it like where they show the photon going?
Right.
That's not really... They take, like, one line of pixels at a time, though. Right. They can only do it on repeatable subjects. Like, if you were filming something with it, you wouldn't be able to do it, because it has to be something that moves at the exact same speed every single time.
It's still cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes.
It's brilliant.
Didn't we sit down and try to figure out if you played back a trillion FPS at
30 how long it would take? It was like
millions of years. It was this really ridiculous long amount of time.
Yeah. The guy said if you watched the bullet going through the apple on the camera, it would take you a year to watch it.
Wow.
Like, you know, just the time of a bullet punching through the apple, that famous photo.
Yeah,
you know, if you watch that. At
a trillion frames.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I film stuff sometimes where it's like, I record for 4 seconds and I've got 3 hours worth of footage.
Didn't we say, like, if you were watching something that was a trillion frames a second, you could watch, maybe we did our math, you could watch a frame and not observe any movement in your entire life.
Yeah, you could watch it for a lifetime and not see a single thing move. It'd be like watching a stalactite form or something like that.
Wait, a what form?
Stalactite.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Stalactite or stalagmite.
Huh. Yeah. Stalagmites are from the ground, aren't they?
I'm looking up relative stuff here online because I was just curious. So a year on Jupiter, a year is 12 years.
So it takes 12 Earth years to rotate around the sun.
11.86 to be exact.
According
to this website, which somebody's going to write me, some fucking astronomer. It's going to write me and tell me how I'm wrong. Or astrophysicist.
Revolve around the sun. I corrected myself, so you don't have to email me either.
What'd you say?
I said rotator first.
Oh, okay. But then also, the day, the actual rotation of the planet is only 9 hours. So it rotates faster than Earth, much faster, because it's huge.
Yeah.
There are some planets where their rotation speed and their revolution speed match up, right? It's got to happen where they're always only face
well,
one
that's
side.
The same. Isn't Mercury, the moon is like that
the
to
moon
the Earth.
Is like, that's true. That's
you
right,
only,
the moon.
You've only ever seen one side of the moon.
Isn't Mercury like that?
I think Mercury's very close. Yeah.
Is it true?
Yeah.
I think so.
No, well, Mercury has... Yeah, we talked about this
last
week.
So theoretically, there's a part of Mercury between the sun and the cold of space where it can be habitable if it gets 72 degrees?
Well, no, because it is rotating. It's just rotating slower than...
But you could stick... Yeah.
You'd have to keep moving, but just...
You'd have to keep moving.
Keep trekking on that thin line of life.
Be a great short story, like the astronaut who lands in that space and has to just keep moving or he'll die.
Yeah, it starts getting really cold.
There's an episode of Futurama like that where they're on the moon and they can't... Like, their spacesuits aren't heated and they have to stay out of the shadow.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's creeping up on them.
Would you rather have... What would you rather have chasing you? Would you rather have the hot side chasing you or the cold side chasing you?
The cold side. Because then when you run, it'll be easy to be warm.
I want a McBLT now.
I thought the same thing, too.
You're like, you want the hot side and the cold side.
It's a McDLT.
Oh, is it a McDLT?
What is that?
It was this old stupid sandwich McDonald's had years ago where they gave it to you in a styrofoam container. And, like, it was like, you know what a BLT is, right?
Yeah.
It was basically a BLT. But the bacon was in the side that was kept hot and the lettuce and the bread was in the side that was kept cold.
It wasn't.
Oh, and you had to build it yourself.
Yeah, and then you put it together. You put, like, the hot side and the cold side together. That was fresh and you ate it.
The hot side's hot and the cool side's cool. Is that what they advertised it? But I don't think it was I think it was just a burger. It wasn't a BLT.
Oh, was it? I don't know. I never ordered it.
I don't know why they called it a McDLT. But it was a big deal. Look, here's the picture of it. They would serve it to you in separate pieces. Like that.
And then I want that.
And you put it together yourself.
That looks nice.
I think they did away with it because it used a ton of styrofoam.
Yeah, right.
For the packaging.
There was a point in time which styrofoam just seemed to go away entirely.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, remember, Big Macs used to come, everything came in the styrofoam. And now I can't think of a single thing served to me in styrofoam anymore. You see a styrofoam cup occasionally.
Yeah, cups and, like, those coolers you get, like, the cheap coolers at the grocery store.
I recently poured some petrol into a styrofoam cup, and it just melted through the cup.
Yeah, it'll do that.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, so it'll do that with nail polish,
did you
too.
Do that intentionally, or did you just, like, you're like, I've got petrol I need to put in a cup?
It's probably a Slow Mo Guy video.
Yeah, Slow Mo Guy. I can't remember what I was filming, but I remember being surprised. It was like the scene in Alien, where the blood just melts through the ship.
That could be very dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm sure you had fire nearby for the
But there was
video.
Fire nearby. I was like, oh!
Yeah, shit.
I think that's one of the steps in making napalm.
Yes.
Be careful about this, but I think one of the ways that you can make one of those napalm-style explosives is you just get gas and you just start throwing styrofoam blocks until it turns into a goop. And then it's like a flaming goop that you can throw in shit.
And then you are an awful headline in the newspaper.
Right. Yes. Please don't do that at home. Please, God.
Christopher Lloyd kills himself with napalm.
So there's a lot of speculation about Breaking Bad, about how it's going to end. And I thought of the perfect end for Breaking Bad.
How was that?
I'd do a Sopranos-style ending where their meth lab just blows up. Like, literally, like, they're like, hand me that, and then that's the end of it. Because isn't that how all meth labs go, is they all eventually blow up?
That's really funny.
I love abrupt stuff. We were doing that live stream for Achievement Hunter's 4th birthday the other day, and the power went out on one side of the room, and then it went out on the other side of the room, which was holding the stream. So you see me, like, lean back from the computer. I'm like, oh, power cut, and you hear the thing going, boop, 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 and Ray goes, what the... And it's cut.
Yeah. So, I was sitting there in the room when that happened. I love that you're like, oh, the power's out, and no one gets up. Everyone just sits there. I was like, well, I guess I have to go fucking flip the breaker.
I don't know where
If I wasn't there, who was gonna do it?
I don't know where the breakers are.
Here, let me read this.
Can't find the breakers. Could you just, like, investigate and know where the breakers are based on common sense?
Could I find the breakers in this building?
Gavin, what is a breaker?
Have you ever seen the breakers?
What is a breaker? What does a breaker do?
It's the switches, isn't it? They trip when something bad happens.
When something bad happens.
When bad electricity happens, they flip over and you have to flip them back.
So normally good electricity flows, and then if it gets a piece of bad electricity...
I imagine it's because too much stuff was turned on in there at the same time,
but
and
what
it tripped.
Is that? Like, what causes the breaker to flip? And what is that? Like, describe to me how it works. Like, what is it? Who invented this?
Like a fuse?
Sort of, yeah. So what is it? What is it that?
Well, we have. Yeah.
But what is it?
Do you not have fuses in your plugs in this country? Do you?
Fuses in our plugs. Some do, but no. Typically,
we don't.
They're
just too small to fit a fuse in. Like all of our plugs are big, fat, 3-pin ones, and there's the fuse that sits in the middle.
Well,
and you have to change the fuse when.
No offense, most of your electricity, like infrastructure, was probably built in the late Victorian era, so I would understand that.
All right, chill out.
Where was electricity invented? We talked about this before, right? Why is that person not like the greatest person on the planet who ever invented electricity?
You don't invent electricity.
I know
well, you
what
learn
you mean.
How to harness it.
Like we have like folklore in America that Ben Franklin is the guy who discovered electricity.
I'm a little nervous to talk about like between Edison and Tesla and like direct current,
but
alternating current.
There was someone before them, who started this.
You know what I'm gonna say right now? Tesla's a fucking hack. People who believe in Tesla are
you gotta be careful about
that. It's such horseshit when you read all that stuff. And it's like, and everybody's so interested in him. Nobody's been able to replicate his shit between now and then. It's a bunch of crap.
What are you talking about?
He's a fucking magician. That's all it is.
No.
Yep. It's all horseshit.
Gus, read your thing.
All right, go ahead. All right, let me read
this. We'll get back to our spirited discussion. This podcast is also brought to you by Twitch.tv, the world's largest video game broadcasting and chat community. Twitch.tv features video from top gaming personalities, players, tournaments, leagues, and commentary, in addition to the most active and interesting discussion around video games. One channel consider is the Mega 64 podcast, or ours in the future. To get started discovering awesome games and players, just check out Twitch.tv.
Tesla's not a hack.
Let's get away from it because it'll just make people.
You're gonna
mad.
Piss off a lot of people.
A lot of people who play Command and Conquer are gonna get really pissed at me.
What's the most useful thing Tesla did for us?
Created direct current or alternating current? Which one was his?
He championed direct current.
Direct current.
How's that a magic trick?
Listen, I'm talking about all the Tesla coils and all that stuff he did, where he had like power, like that would wirelessly go across the room.
The earthquake machine.
It's horseshit. It's horseshit. Listen, stuff like direct current, I get, you know, but I also get alternating current and why they did that. But Edison pulled some horse shit. Like, you ever hear what he did to fight direct current?
Yeah, like he was shocking things, like killing elephants.
He killed
things.
An elephant with direct current to show how evil it is, you know?
No, I mean, but like Tesla, he worked on a lot of stuff that ended up becoming big. Like, he worked on like sonar and I think radio waves. Like, even when Marconi was still working on radio stuff, like, anyway.
I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about Tesla. And to prove Bernie's point, almost everything I know about Tesla is because of Command and Conquer and Tesla coils. It's like a gap in my knowledge.
Do you think he's rolling around his grave, pissed off at his legacy that he's only known?
No, he's immortal, so he's still alive, living somewhere.
People
with
still talk about him. Yeah,
I think you know. It's like when most of the stuff you read about Tesla is like on some like fringe webpage where an MP3 plays in the background.
No, actually, they still meet on news groups.
Yeah. Actually, the oatmeal, the guy who does the comic, the oatmeal, he did a really cool thing talking
really
about
long.
Between Edison and Tesla that you should probably link that.
Okay. Listen, the discussion of Edison and Tesla is interesting because it shows what happens when somebody monopolizes a scientific endeavor or an academic endeavor and just like suppresses everything else. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was like Edison, everything he was doing was to make money off of, where Tesla was just creating stuff for, you know, the good of mankind.
Yeah, you think that everyone at that time would be going for the good of mankind because everyone's discovered, but some people just want to sell and make money.
Edison would just like scoop up patents and stuff and then put a price tag on it. So, anyway, I'm talking out of my ass a lot of the stuff, but
oh, you're in trouble. You're gonna get some emails.
I'm gonna get
tweets.
A lot of shit.
Since we're talking a little bit about technology and all that, one of the things that I've always talked to Gavin about is putting your life online, like recording pictures and being logged into Google when you're searching, which was actually part of that band RTAA, was the discussion about stealing Jeff's lawnmower in relation to Google. There was a second segment that was cut. But did you read the story about Target informing a dad that his daughter is pregnant based on her shopping algorithms?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Why did they do that?
They didn't do it intentionally.
Oh.
So do you ever go shopping, let's say, at Target or one of these big stores, and they want you to get their card, which is not a credit card, but it's just like, if you have...
I never do any of that.
Fuck no. You should not do that. I totally agree with you. Like, the CVS card...
The rewards are never good enough to even bother with, and half the time I forget the stuff, and it's no point.
It's... Yeah. What do you got there?
That's a Ralph's reward card I have from when I was living in Los Angeles.
Why is that
It's
on
handy
your
that you still have it on your fucking keychain.
Actually,
the closest Ralph's is probably 1,500 miles away.
What the hell's Ralph's?
It's funny, actually. I went out to Los Angeles for an event for a video game thing one time, and I went to a Ralph's to get some alcohol, and this saved me like $3. And
funny.
I used it like three years.
Yeah, no, so. That just makes you a sucker that you had that on your keychain. Yeah. Look at that enormous keychain you have.
What?
You have... I would not put up with that. I have one key on my keychain. That's it.
Why do you have a keychain then? Why don't I just carry the key?
I have my fob for my remote.
I'm at the point where I don't want to keep anything. Because I used to be like, I might need this one day. I'm going to keep it. And then it got to the point where I did need it and I forgot where I put it because it was 4 years ago. So now anything I think I might need, I just throw away immediately. And then I'll worry about the fact that I don't have it at the time instead of storing it for 4 years.
That's stupid.
This British cocksucker here,
hey,
going through security with him in the airport is a fucking nightmare. He always gets selected for secondary search. Because his backpack is so filled with every cord and component he owns. He hauls around this enormous hard drive so he can edit on the fly, but he puts it in his backpack.
That's the only reason they do it. It's because I've got a hard drive. I've got two hard drives that I carry around with.
That's what I'm saying. It's the only reason you constantly get stopped, so don't do it.
Not bring it with me. How am I going to edit stuff?
Put it in your carry-on. Don't put it in your backpack.
I don't have carry-on.
Oh, this fucking kills me.
You can take it out and put it in the bin along with your laptop.
But he also doesn't take it out and put it in a separate bin to run it through the X-ray. And then so he like just thinks, oh, maybe it'll get through this time. Oh, and God. Of course it never fucking does.
No, you put all your major electronics in bins.
Usually I just put my laptop in and everything else just goes through. Sometimes it doesn't. In Australia, they always caught it. That's why. But over here, they don't give a damn about hard drives.
It looks like, you look at the X-ray picture, it looks like there's like a bomb squad like in the back of a truck in his fucking backpack.
Do you remove all of your liquids and put them in a separate bag?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah. I don't take liquids. What liquids do you take?
I take toothpaste.
I take toothpaste and shampoo.
I don't brush my teeth.
Gum.
I'm a hypocrite.
Uh-oh.
I'm a hypocrite. So I'm going to bring up something that's going to immediately reveal me to be a hypocrite, and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So fuck off. I said don't register for stuff and don't let them track you. There was also a court case about a guy who slipped and fell in a supermarket, and they used his buying history from his affinity card to show that he buys a lot of alcohol and said, well, maybe you were drunk when you fell in the store. I mean, think about that. That's unbelievable. It's an old man. How shitty is that? Because he fucking slipped and broke his hip in your goddamn store. But anyway, Target, what they did was they started sending baby coupons because this girl was buying prenatal vitamins. It actually sounds a little bit like an urban legend, but it does go to show they can track all this stuff. It's why they do it, because the information is worth something.
I just don't understand how my dad got it.
Because the dad called to complain about, why are you sending my daughter coupons for baby wipes and for diapers? Because they sent it to the house.
She was living with him.
His teenage daughter.
Oh, through the actual mail.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
And it's like, are you trying to encourage teenage sex in getting my daughter pregnant? And then the manager called back the next day to apologize, and the dad said, I actually owe you an apology. My daughter is pregnant. And the Target predicted she was pregnant. Sounds like an urban legend.
No, I can see that.
I heard it was
far off base.
Yeah. But let's be honest here. Let's really kind of analyze that. When you have a Target card, you don't have them specifically by name. Like, my teenage daughter wouldn't have a – I don't have a teenage daughter, but saying my hypothetical teenage daughter would not have her own card.
She could. Sure.
I guess?
Yeah.
Anyway. It just seems
so how are you a hypocrite?
Shaky. You're gonna love this, Gus. The TSA, the world's best fucking government agency ever, that runs security at the airport.
Best ever.
I fucking punch them all the time. Now I'm in the airport and I can't like fuck them, right? They're fucking assholes. I fucking hate them. Worst people on the planet. They have this thing though where you can go through a screening process and get registered. I now am part of what they call pre-check with the TSA.
Oh yeah?
Dude, I show up at LAX or one of the major airports, I don't got to do shit to go through security. It's like I'm already like pre-vetted as an American. You know, what you used to have when you were a fucking citizen of the country?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, you're fine. You don't take off your shoes. Don't take off your belt.
Is there a special line for you?
Total special line. I go through a separate security checkpoint than everybody else. It's called pre-check.
How much does that cost?
It costs nothing. I just had to register and fucking, you know, answer their questions and pledge allegiance to George Bush and all that.
Do not link this shit. Let's just do it before it gets out public.
Yeah.
And everyone does it.
Does it work at every airport or still select airports?
Like LA.
I guess like DFW.
JFK, yeah.
Like major airports.
But I never go through security at DFW. That's weird. I'm always at that airport, but I'm always flying in from somewhere
else. Passing
through.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone through security there. I don't know what the rest of the airport looks like.
Or you never picked up luggage there either. Like, what is the baggage claim? Because they're
you can see the baggage claim.
They're right next to the gates.
Yeah. We picked someone up at the airport once. You and I. We picked Kathleen up for a GameStop Managers Conference, I think.
No, is that true?
So, yeah, we drove around the front. So, I've driven around outside the front of it.
Is it just me or is the Austin airport getting worse? Like the traffic at the Austin airport is getting worse.
You know what's getting worse at the Austin airport, which is fucking driving me crazy?
What's that?
They're out of parking. Have you been to there?
Oh, yeah, it's bad. It's real bad.
I park across the street over one of the pay lots.
Nah, fuck that. It's for suckers.
No, he's a smart dude. I'm doing that from now on. Yeah, I found a place that you can park across the street from the airport. Then they drive to the airport and drop you off right there. And while your car is there, you can get your car cleaned and detailed while you're out of town.
Yeah, there's two lots like that, and I know the one you're talking about. So
yeah.
That's the one. I think Joel uses that one, too.
You know what else has gotten bad at the Austin airport? AT&T cell phone coverage. The last few times I've been to that airport, my phone hasn't worked. Data has not worked at all on my phone.
Same here.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but something about that Austin airport. Like, now, like, the lines are getting longer, and it's just it's a pain in the ass now. Like, I think when I was flying out to Comic-Con, actually, like, I had to wait in line for, like, half an hour to go through security. Typically, like, you walk right through that airport.
Yep.
I don't know what it is as of late. Sucks.
Probably me. I don't have to go through the line.
Yeah. In Austin? Serious.
In Austin, I don't. I go through the...
you go through, like, the VIP line.
Or how many fucking miles I have now on American...
Can you loan me like 100,000 miles so I can get on that?
No. You're about to bust gold, aren't you?
I'm already gold.
Are you?
Uh-huh. Look at you. Fucking world traveler.
Well, going to Australia is pretty much all you need.
I went to England straight after.
Oh, so I can go to Australia? That'd be cool. You guys want to send me to Australia?
I am not going to Australia for the November trip. Are you going, Gus?
Oh, maybe. I might have another trip around the same time, so we'll see how the time frames work out.
I'll go to Australia.
Why are you going?
Katie wants to know who's going, so... Can you find out and tell her?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been having discussions about it.
So, Jackson.
No, Jack is not on the list.
Fuck. God damn it. I want to go to fucking Australia.
No one's stopping you.
We need someone to represent Achievement Hunter. Because Achievement Hunter is doing really, really well. We're selling a lot of Achievement Hunter shirts. We need to send someone.
You guys are kicking ass.
Achievement Hunter to Australia. That's not Gavin. We need to send American to Australia. Sorry, Gavin.
I've already been.
Yeah, there you go. I'm fine. Gavin's already been.
So. Gavin already talks like them.
Gavin and I had a funny moment the other day where you have these Achievement Hunter slap bracelets.
Yeah.
And I took one from him and I like to slap it on different stuff. Like, I got a great shot. I slapped it on Matt's neck. It was a great shot.
Dude, during Abu, we were talking about them just because they're on sale in the Rooster Teeth store, roosterteeth.com/store. And so...
You can find that on Bing.com.
And so Gavin was trying to throw a slap bracelet on the Jeff's outstretched arm, and he, like, nailed the camera. Yeah. I mean, it was like a perfect throw.
Straight into the camera.
Did it grab the camera?
No.
Yeah.
Camera's pretty big.
And then I was recording my bit, and Gavin and Jeff both threw slap bracelets at me, and they just bounced off of me. I'm so used to being fucked with during AWU or any time I'm on camera that I just, like, I do not react to it at all. It just bounces off
Jack
me.
Jack is the worst person now to screw with. Even if you do manage to get him, he doesn't do anything about it.
Yeah, so stop fucking screwing with me.
It's not going to stop me from doing anything, Jack.
Well, you're not going to get a reaction out of me. You keep trying to get reactions out of me, I'm just going to stop giving you reaction.
So I watched remember that podcast where we were talking about how you can't commit suicide with your mind? Yeah. You were talking about Orange Monkey Eagle. I got sent a link by someone who showed me that there's this kind of termite where they can actually set off a chemical reaction in their body that makes them expand and burst, and they do that when they're being invaded.
Yeah.
So, like, to block a tunnel, a termite will just, like, lock itself in and then just commit suicide and block the tunnel.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I guess these termites, when they get old and they can no longer gather food, they develop like this blue crystal in them.
Right.
And then they can make it explode.
Yeah, just detonate. Yeah. It's like, you're not coming in here.
So sounds like an upgrade in StarCraft.
So like real life tickers, basically.
Yeah.
Just kind of explode whenever they choose
to. What was the other kind of termite that fills itself with honey or something? Then they end up like completely unable to move. What are you doing?
I'm just going to talk to Mike. I have to run to go to an appointment, but I'm just bending over talking to Mike.
It looks really uncomfortable.
Well, I was just going to say that's like the advantage of being in a hive mind culture, and it's like, why can't you guys be like that around here?
Why can't Gavin walk out the front and explode?
Yeah, if I get in trouble, Gavin, why can't I use you to clog the doorways? I need like 20 of him to clog one door.
That's true.
Be the worst. What happened to all those other copies of me? Are they still in the old office?
Oh, the old clones? Yeah. But listen, Gus, we're not getting paid sponsorship for this, but I got to tell you about something awesome that I got, and it's really changed my life. I got a clear internet, you know, 4G. Yeah. I got one of those little – it's a little puck.
Like the clear spot?
Yeah. And it's like I can hook up 8 wireless devices to it, and I don't ever get hotel internet anymore.
Yeah, but an iPhone does that.
Not on our data plan. Yeah.
You have to pay more for that.
This is unlimited. It's pretty cheap.
I think it's like $40 a month that I pay for
it.
But it's like in the Austin airport I use it. I just use it everywhere.
Yeah, those things are really handy.
Yeah.
The one downside they have is sometimes you might encounter a shitty coverage spot. But, I mean, it's like that with
an international phone. It doesn't exist.
No, yeah. Those things are great.
But I signed up for Cars to Go because of Gus.
Yeah, we got to do something about that.
I'm going to test it today. I'm going downtown for a meeting.
Our meeting, is it a lunch meeting later?
It's at noon.
Okay, yeah. Is that a lunch meeting? Should I eat ahead of time, or should I?
We'll eat for lunch.
So how do you get to one? How do you get to a car?
We're going to go find one. Did you find it on your phone?
What, you was going to walk to it?
The thing, All right.
Bye, Bernie.
The thing that sucks about it, so Cars2Go is a service they have here.
Bye.
They have it in a few cities around the U.S. and some in Europe. But it's a service where they have a bunch of smart cars around the city that are painted a specific way. And you can, if you're a member of this program, you can walk up to one and essentially just get in it and drive off.
And it unlocks with the card that they give you, right?
Yeah. And you can look on your phone. They have an iPhone app, and you can see if there's any cars around you. The downside for us is the service area doesn't fully extend down here to the office, so there's never any cars within walking distance here.
So you're not allowed to leave them down here?
No. You got to leave them further north. No, I think Ben White's the dividing line.
Is there like an alarm or something that goes off?
You can drive them down here. Just you cannot leave them here.
What if we put up one of those Cars2Go parking signs like in the front of our office so that way it's legal? It's like you see those things downtown.
People like delivering them.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
We'll just collect, that would be good for us. But I think when you can't check out of the car, you can't leave it.
Oh, okay.
So it would constantly keep charging you. See, the closest one is up there, right off of Ben White.
Oh, okay.
But if you look there in the heart of the city, there's a lot of them. Yeah. Oh, there.
Ooh.
Yeah, so can you? Wow, there's loads. Can you report people who used them previously to you? If you find one that's got a load of fast food.
Okay, well here it's funny you say that because I can pull up the details on a car and there's two different smiley faces there for interior and exterior. So if the car's dirty on the interior, you rate it frowny face, and then they know that it's dirty.
That's awesome.
And you can also monitor the fuel level and stuff. I've seen a few frowny faces. Let me see if I can find one.
I love stuff like this where you can monitor things from your phone. I recently bought the Net. It's called Nest. It's a thermostat that was designed by the guy who made the first iPhone, and it's just it's so cool. I can control the temperature in my house. So when I'm about to leave for work, about an hour before I leave for work or leave from work, I just turn down my AC and I get home. It's like, ooh,
to
my
me,
house is nice
that
and
would
cool.
Only be worth doing if I knew someone was in my house and I could screw them.
I'm glad I came back for that.
Bye, Bernie.
That's definitely the most compelling feature about the Nest for me is the ability to monitor remotely. I feel sometimes I'm on a trip and I'm like, oh fuck, I left the thermostat really low and I'm out of town for a week.
Yeah. Why is that bad? Well, just because it will use up.
It just runs. No one's in the house. Might as well turn it off or turn it way up so it doesn't get used as much.
But there's been timers on thermostats for ages.
Yeah, but my point is, if I'm gone and I forget. I can still. Are you really leaving?
Give me 20 bucks. I need 20 bucks. Give me 20 bucks. Oh, look, everybody reached. Even Gavin.
Gavin doesn't have money. You got it? All
right. Yeah, give me 22.
Everyone?
Just in case. Thanks.
I feel like we just lost a magic trick there. He's like, watch this. I'm going to pull 40 bucks from the podcast.
He's like, just in case. What does that mean? Yeah. I just lost 20 bucks.
So that was designed by the guy that designed the iPhone, right?
Yeah. And so, it's a circle. It's like a puck that you replace the thermostat you have in your house. It's super easy. The fact that I can do it means pretty much anyone can do it. And you install it on your wall, and then you can actually connect it to your Wi-Fi in your house. It has a Wi-Fi built into it. And then it'll actually, you can do stuff like, you can set it in your zip code, and it'll track the weather in your area. And so it'll change based on what the weather is. So if it knows thunderstorms are coming, it's like, okay, it's going to get cool anyway, so I don't have to work as hard. So it'll turn it off and save you money and save you energy. And it's just really,
and it
really cool.
And it'll also learn from the patterns that you do.
Yeah,
it'll learn when you arrive home.
Yeah,
that's stupid to me, though.
Well, what you're supposed to do is... And basically, if you're too hot, turn down your AC. If you're too cold, turn it up. And then it auto-adjusts your schedule based on what you have done over the past few days.
Do people fuck with their AC that much? Never touched mine.
I've never touched a thermostat in my life.
Yeah.
I'm cool with whatever temperature happens to be. If it's cold, I'll put a jacket on.
No.
What?
So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't fuck with it. So that part of it, the learning aspect, it befuddles me. Do people really mess with the thermostat enough to where that's a cool thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's pretty sweet.
The thing that attracts me is the ability to control it remotely.
Yeah, the remote stuff is really, really cool. I love that kind of thing.
Anything to do from your phone. I didn't know that you could control your Xbox with your iPhone until the other day.
Yeah, that's brand new.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You could just launch games. I was watching Netflix. I was on my phone. I was like... I'm going to play Minecraft. And it just, launches Minecraft.
That's awesome.
It's real awesome.
That'd be cool if you could play Minecraft from your phone. Your Xbox version on your phone.
You just blew his mind.
I know. Somehow we could all together.
Maybe with the next Xbox and with that Microsoft Surface
the next
tablet,
box.
They'll have some kind of integration
do
that.
Do you think the next Xbox will be announced at the next E3? Or do you think it'll be announced, at CES this year?
It makes sense to announce at E3, but it seems like that's too late unless they're pushing for a 2014 launch?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How long has this Xbox been out?
This one came out in 2005.
Yeah.
This is too long.
Here's another. Do you think Halo 5 will come out next year or the year after?
The year after.
Yeah. But there's going to be some sort of Halo franchise or Halo property that comes out next year, right?
I don't know.
But, yeah, I don't
we'll
know.
Find out at E3.
See, I imagine them launching.
We're speculating. We have no idea.
Yeah, this is all speculation.
I can't get my head around is there's been all these leaked photos of what the iPhone 5 looks like and how it's got the tiny connector now, like the 15-pin or whatever.
Yeah,
it's not just a big wide 30-pin. Why does that suck?
Because now you have to rebuy tons of shit.
Why is everyone getting hissy about
that? I don't give a shit.
If they changed every year, I wouldn't give a damn. They're going to give you an adapter, so don't worry about it. But they've had the same connector for like 8 years?
I have a billion connectors because, like you said, for the past however many years, I've been collecting the damn things.
Yeah, it's like, do you not remember when pre-iPhone, every different phone you'd get would have a different connector and it would come with a different connector?
I think the thing about the iPhone is,
everyone's throwing a
hissy
fit because they're suddenly changing something that they haven't changed in 8 years.
Well, I think before the iPhone, I mean, you really didn't need to plug your phone into your computer very often. I mean, think about it's been 5 years. Like, 5 years ago, what kind of phone did you have?
Yeah, but it's still the same plug that you use to plug it into the wall is the point.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, it doesn't matter. Just think of it as a new, not as a new USB cable, but as a new power cable.
Yeah, like back when I used to buy like Sony Ericssons and LGs and all that stuff, you'd have a different.
But I mean, like
every iteration of the phone would have a different.
But the thing is, like, I've got an iPhone adapter in my car, like one that's like built into my car. And it's like, well, that's not going to work anymore unless I buy an adapter for it.
It'll come with an adapter.
Just one. It's not going to come with eight. You know,
buy
like,
more then.
I've got one in my house. I've got like an iPod dock in my house that like I plug in.
You have an iPhone connector in your car?
Yeah, it's like built into my car. Well, actually, I take it back. It's a USB connector.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I think it's a USB
connector. But no, I've seen like built-in iPod things in cars.
Yeah. So if you can afford to spend, you know, $600 on a phone, you can afford to spend $10 on an adapter.
But even then, like an adapter, like, I mean, there are certain products that are built specifically for that size.
Yeah,
you throw an adapter on
there, there's a lot of products built for CDs. They don't sell them anymore. And mini discs.
Yeah, guess what? The old Xbox controller doesn't work in the Xbox 360.
Oops. Everyone's
the power cable from the old Xbox doesn't work in the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I can't believe how much everyone's reacted to this. That they changed the connector. Everyone's going mental. Just everyone chill out. It's all right. It's fine.
Chill out.
But I mean, like, what is the need to change the
adapter? It reduces the footprint that connector needs inside the phone to be able to pack more shit inside of it.
You know, they took it down. With the iPhone 4, they took the SIM card down to the micro SIM, where it's just basically the chip, and now. Now they're making it the nano SIM, which is basically there's not even any plastic around it. It's just plastic on the back, just to get the size of the SIM card internally in the phone down.
That's a big deal to make everything smaller in the phone.
And you saw the inside of that MacBook Pro, the Retina one. Mm-hmm. Everything is literally bespoke to that exact laptop. Everything's built around everything else. It's
crazy. Did you see that? They added Hulu Plus to the Apple TV.
That is cool.
Do you have an Apple TV?
Yeah.
Those things are like $99, right?
Yeah.
That's cheap.
That's really, really smart.
I'm going to get an iMac next.
The best is watching a video on your phone and then like just routing it to your TV.
That's pretty cool.
Or music or whatever. It's awesome.
All right, so the rumor is September 12th is when they're going to launch the iPhone. So
yeah, we'll see.
It sucks that like they keep pushing it back. I remember when the iPhone, it was a summer product, and now it's like
last year it was September.
Well, I know last year they pushed it back, and then the year before
October,
that, it was like, you know.
So now you get annoyed with when they release their phones. They can do it whenever they want.
I want a new phone.
Just because they follow the pattern every time. Everyone gets used to that and then bitches when they change it. It's their product. They can do whatever they want.
Jack just wants a new phone. If this was not his upgrade time, he wouldn't give a fuck about the date of this release.
I just get every iPhone. Just sell the handset and then get the new one.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same here, but in the UK you can sell an old iPhone for like £300.
Quid.
Pounds. So you end up just... If you buy the handset outright when it comes out, spend like
$600, I think, here for the actual phone.
The last phone I got was the 64 gig iPhone 4S, and it cost me like £750.
Wow.
Jesus.
But I'll sell it.
That's what I've got. I've got the 64 gig 4S.
And I've never had a cover on it. I've never busted it either. Look, it's fine.
Yeah, look at this. That's the way to do it.
I've got the bumper.
This is what I hate about Apple users is that Apple will spend like millions of dollars making their product like 2 millimeters thicker, and then people will slap these fat cases around. It's like, why even get
that phone? No, I like the bumper because all it does is it keeps your phone from touching, like the glass on the front and back from actually touching anything. Okay,
fine.
That's how you're going to scratch on the number. Break it.
Have you seen those videos of the people who they get like the keys, the car keys, and they scratch it on there? It's fine.
Well, it's all about puncture. Like if you hit your phone on the corner of a desk, do that right now.
Well, that's not going to protect it.
But no, you're talking about like, oh, if you scratch a key on it, it's like, well, yeah, you can scratch stuff on it, but it's like if you drop it.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's
not going to protect from puncture either.
If it lands flat, sure it will.
Not from puncture.
Drop it onto a pin.
I've never seen anyone make an argument then defeat it in the same sentence.
Like, it doesn't even have to do anything there.
You're welcome. You see, I've dropped this thing a few times. Like, it's got some.
Yeah. Got the some worst dents thing, on though, it. Because over the years I've switched between like an iPod and iPod Nano, and then an iPod Touch and then an iPhone. They move the headphone jack around between the top and the bottom each time, and that is the hardest thing to get used to. Yeah. Like, the next iPhone is going to have the headphone jack on the underneath, and that is going to be a learning curve.
You can see I've dropped my phone a ton of times. The worst I've encountered is that right there, that little dent.
Yeah.
I'm sure yours is probably the same. It's like, I've dropped it from, like, this high on like, concrete, and it's fine.
Yeah, I did crack an iPhone one time, like, a little hairline crack, but I've seen people, like, shatter their iPhones.
Yeah, I did that on my last one. I just replaced the screen. It cost me, like, 15 quid.
Yeah. But I don't understand how people can do that. It's like, I think Brandon, his is like just destroyed right now, and he's bought a new like protection cover for it. So it's like broken glass, but he still uses it anyway. It's like, I don't get it. Yeah, the new iPhone, like if you know the early iPhone like prototype look, I don't know if I like it.
People always have those prototypes, and they're almost never right.
Yeah,
the 4 was right.
Yeah, but that's because they fucking lost it in the bar, and everyone knew what it was going to look like.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks a little bit strange, but we'll see how close it is to the actual thing.
I'm going to get the next iPhone. It could be pink and with spikes coming out the bottom, and I'll still get it.
I'm going to say it. I hate these new Apple commercials on television. Have you seen them?
The marketing guy who used to work with Steve Jobs on Apple, he said it was the worst thing they've ever done. He said it was a new low because it makes the user sound like an idiot.
It's
like the one with the guy, the genius on the plane, he's like, is there an Apple genius on board? And the guy's like, don't know what to do with this keynote. Or whatever he's doing. He's trying to make a video.
It's a video for his wife.
It's like, wow, that's what the geniuses think of us, huh?
Yeah. I'm not liking him.
So you know what I've decided to do? I bought Final Cut Pro X the day it came out.
I did too.
By mistake.
I got a refund.
You got a refund. I waited too long.
They refunded me, and I still have it.
Oh, yeah?
I just got it for free. And, and then they still let me download it on every Apple device I have.
Wow.
And I never paid for it.
So I think I'm going to force myself to learn Final Cut Pro X.
It is impossible. I've given myself 4 chances. I've got, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to edit a whole video from beginning to end on this, and I'm going to make myself do
it.
I closed it in anger every time.
You know what? That's an interesting experiment. You should try to edit, like, horse or something.
Yeah.
Do it once in Final Cut Pro, like you normally do, and then do it again in X and see how long it takes you.
You should time lapse how long it takes you and like all of this and all this fiddling around.
See, I don't want that sort of takes away from me because I don't want to jump in head first. I want to learn my way to use X because I have heard people using X and they actually like it a lot.
They used iMovie before. You can't go from Final Cut Pro 7 to Final Cut X. It's impossible.
But we'll see. I figure I paid for it. I should probably use it.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty. And like
I'm so excited. I was and I still am so excited about the idea of a 64-bit application that can use more than 2 gigs of RAM.
Yeah.
That has like the background rendering.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. It's like I wish they'd just redesign Final Cut Pro 7, the one, or Studio, to use, like, take advantage of that stuff. Yeah. Like, how difficult would that be? Like, don't change the functionality, just change the engine.
Just do a code rewrite.
Yeah.
Make it exactly the same. It's like what they did with Snow Leopard.
Yeah.
Where it's like the same operating system, but it uses less memory. Kind of thing.
That
it's
was like awesome. It used like less storage. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. It was like 4 gigs smaller.
You gained hard drive space.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, like I wish, you know, they would update Final Cut Pro. Because I know I've been running into all kinds of problems with Final Cut lately. And it seems like it's just constantly crashing on me and stuff. But I've also been using this this copy of Final Cut Pro now for 3 years nonstop. And I've never had a fresh reinstall or anything. So I'm sure I've just like bloated it to the point where it's kind of messed up. But
have you guys installed Mountain Lion?
Sadly, yes, I did.
I have it on my personal devices, yes.
I paid for it. I downloaded it. And Gus said, do not install that, so it's just sat there. I'm not going to use
don't.
It.
It's only $20.
Yeah.
I was still on Snow Leopard, so I didn't get Lion, and so I was like, I made the jump, so I jumped over an OS.
The jump from Leopard to Snow Leopard was good. Snow Leopard to Lion sucked, and I guess this sucks even more.
Yeah.
Apple just like making stuff annoying. They like removing stuff that was there before. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Like what?
Like the dock connector.
I'm going to break this glass over your head. Like, what did they remove that you're so upset about?
I don't know. Just everything's annoying. Like, mail now is just it's a piece of crap.
An updated version of mail.
Sucks.
No, I mean, it's terrible.
But you can change it back. Like, I've changed my... I mean, the mail I have on this thing now.
No, I'm talking about the layout. I'm talking about just the way it works.
I will say the new messages kind of sucks. Like, what they replaced
it.
iChat.
Yeah, this is awful.
So iChat now, it's like... It collects everything into one window,
do you have the same problem I do? Like, I used to close individual chat windows. I would Apple W them, and now when you do that, it closes all of them.
Yeah, so like,
no, not even any warning or anything.
Yeah, Apple W is just like,
So when you open that again, are they still there?
Yeah.
So, also, I don't...
So
it looks like you use iChat, or you use it differently than I do. Normally, I keep the notification up in the bar up top, and I used to click on it and go down to show buddy list. You can't do that anymore. You have to hit like command one to open up your buddy list.
Oh yeah, yeah, like command one, and like depending on how many you have, like it opens different things. But I don't know. It's just like it's one of those things. Like okay, I'll get used to it. I'll learn it. Like it's not such a big jump. But
when Lion came out, did you flip your scrolling?
So it was like I immediately fixed it. Like where you, when you scroll down, the website moves down. When you scroll up, the website moves up. Or pages move up. Like it was
like
the
way it's always been.
Yeah, I changed. I did it so now it's like an iPad where you fling.
Like that
you
makes
fling
sense to me on the iPhone and iPad. It doesn't make sense to me on a computer.
Yeah. Surprisingly, I can now go back and forth between both, and I can just very quickly adjust.
Yeah, right? I've never had a problem adjusting. It was never an issue to me before. They made it an issue.
I miss the scroll bars, the drag bars at the side.
Yeah. Like one thing I had to do is do you use the 3-finger back and forth?
Sometimes.
Yeah, so like if you're on a website, if you use 3 fingers and you swipe left or right, it'll go back or forward depending on where you are on the website. But when they launched it, like what they did was they actually made it where I think 3 fingers launched it a dashboard. And it's like, how come you can't just take the stuff that I like? You know, like I set that already in another program. It's like, oh, you just changed it back automatically. Like, no, I like my way. Please don't.
So
this is going to be good. This is going to be real good.
I want to talk about people who can kill stuff with, like, Jeff, like,
people
claps flies.
With what?
He can, like, clap a fly with his hands, and I think that's gross. Like, that goes everywhere. Yeah. And I really struggle to kill any animal. And you were saying, like, recently how you had to deal, you almost had to deal with a load of possums. What was it? You had, like,
possums, yeah.
And you were just going to, like,
cut their heads off.
Decapitate them with a shovel or something. Yeah. I could never do that. But the worst thing I ever did, like, I think the reason it is because I was walking home one day, and I trod on what I think was about 5 baby hedgehogs. Like, I was walking home, and I just went, it was in the dark, and I just went, and my foot, like, skidded like this. And I was like, oh! And then this hedgehog was right next to my foot, like, scrambling around my foot, and I was like, oh! And there was just, like, guts everywhere. I was like, I think I just trod on a whole family of hedgehogs.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it was an accident, but since doing that, I just can't end any life with, especially with my hand. I probably couldn't do it with a shovel, and I definitely couldn't, like, break an animal with my hand. But you obviously have no problem doing that, I guess.
That's terrible.
In my case, like, one day, it's awful. A couple weeks ago, this possum died in my front yard.
Gross.
And it was a mother possum, so it had, like, 4 baby possums it that were still alive. Oh. And they were, like, huddled around the dead mother. And I was like, oh, fuck, I have to deal with this.
Well, can you just sort of put them somewhere?
Where? The problem with possums, especially here, is that they carry typhus.
Oh, that disease.
Yeah.
Like vermin.
Right.
So you have to kill them.
You don't want to touch them. You don't want to have any interaction with them. So I was going to kill them. Like, I was just going to get a shovel and cut their heads off. But my wife convinced me to call a pest control place instead. And they came out, and they disposed of the dead mother. And I don't know why the fuck they do this. They take the babies to, like, some animal rescue place to, like, keep them alive and nurse them back to health. And I was like, just kill them. Like, we don't need the fucking possums here. They have typhus.
So how would you go about decapitating a possum?
You just get the shovel and just like, I mean, just put it in there with your, like, you're digging a hole with your foot. You're just fucking right there on the neck.
Remind me never to fuck with Gus, ever.
The thing is, I grew up, you know, out in the country, and I grew up hunting. So we have to do that shit all the time. Like, when you go dove hunting, you know, you shoot a bird. If it's injured and it's not dead when you find it, you just pull its head off. And then you, like, store
with
the
your
body.
Teeth?
If you, like, let's say you shoot a deer or, you know, big game, and you walk up to it and it's injured and, you know, unable to move, but it's still alive, you pull your handgun out and shoot it in the head.
So yeah, Gavin, don't injure an ankle or anything while you're Gavin, or Gus will walk up and shoot you in the head.
I grew up doing this stuff, so I guess I have no problem.
You have no heart.
Well, the thing is, like, the way I look at it is, if something's in pain and suffering, you want to end that. Like those baby possums, if I didn't kill them and they just left there, what are they going to do? Like, die of exposure slowly over the course of a couple days in the heat? There's no way they're going to live.
Yeah.
It's more humane to just simply end it quickly.
I just hate seeing something that's dead that was alive just now. It's like, that was alive up to this point.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm going to go kill shit for no reason.
Yeah. You're not going to walk around with a shovel looking for possums.
But if it's the more humane alternative,
yeah,
why wouldn't you do that? It's a better thing to do.
I have a weird thing about death. I don't like death. I don't like talking about it. Or like a funeral. I fucking hate funerals, man.
I don't think anyone likes funerals, though.
Man, well, when's the last time you had to go to a funeral?
I went to my grandmother's about a year ago.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's weird. Like, I like open caskets, I can't handle them. Like, I don't even stay in the room.
I've never been to
those are creepy.
Like, I wait till it closes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, why?
Because they wanted it that way. Like, I literally, I couldn't go in the building until they shut the casket. And I was like, yeah.
Is that an American thing? I've never seen one in England where they have the body out.
But I'm like when I die, just whatever's left. First of all, take everything out of me that anyone else can
Nobody
use.
Nobody wants
like,
anything that's in you. You've ruined it all.
Okay.
there might be something good in there.
There might be something. But anyway, like, take as many parts out of me as you want. Use them for whomever you want. Whatever's left, fry the shit out of it and just do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's like, I feel like, once you die, the body's just like an empty vessel. There's no point. Like you said, harvest it for organs.
Yeah. You have to deal with it, don't you? Your family has to pay for it.
Burn it.
Unless you have insurance.
Burn it.
But yeah, but it's like the idea, like tombstones and like memorials, like that's...
Yeah, I don't
like,
want to be in the ground.
It's weird to think like, like there's a, you know, there are bones underneath us right now.
I want to be used on a movie. Like, if there's ever a guy that needs to blow up, they could just prop my body up on a spike and just put explosives inside and it'd be a realistic explosion.
I like that. I want to sign up for that too.
All right.
It'd be awesome.
Put that in your living will.
Bodiesformovies.com. That's my new business.
Oh, good God.
Okay, well, that's just about time to wrap up. On that note, I think that's a fantastic ender.
Bodiesformovies.com.
Come on, imagine that slow-mo.
what should be the last slow-mo, guys?
Oh, that would be incredible. It would get so many views.
Yeah, I don't think YouTube would host it.
I don't think they would allow that one.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.